evening, everyone.
Buenas noches a todos.
We're so glad that you've joined us for our Thursday evening Bible study.
Estamos alegre que se ha unido con nosotros por nuestro estudio bíblico.
And tonight we're continuing our series on the parables of Jesus.
Esta noche continuaremos nuestro estudio sobre las parábolas de Jesucristo.
Tonight we're going to be looking at two parables.
En esta tarde vamos a ver dos parábolas.
We're going to be looking at the parable of the unforgiving servant.
La parábola del siervo que no quiso perdonar.
And the parable of the laborers in the vineyard.
Y la parábola de los obreros en la viña.
And so let's open with prayer and then we will start.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we're grateful, Lord, for all that you're doing. And we pray that, Lord, you would give us understanding, Lord, of your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'd enlighten our minds. And we pray that as we look at these two parables, that you would give us understanding that only you can give. And so bless our time together this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The first parable, the parable of the unforgiving servant.
La primera parábola, la parábola del siervo que no quiso perdonar.
Is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
Se encuentra en Mateo 18.
And so we're going to read the parable and then we'll talk about it.
Vamos a leer la parábola y luego vamos a hablar.
So turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18.
Vaya conmigo en su Biblia a Mateo 18.
And I'm going to read it beginning at verse 23.
Voy a empezar leyéndolo en verso 23.
This is what it says as Jesus was speaking to Peter and the rest of his apostles.
Aquí Jesús estaba hablando a Pedro y los demás discípulos.
It says in verse 23, "Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And so the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' And so his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. And when his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, the master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." This parable is dealing with the subject of unforgiveness.
Esta parábola nos habla acerca de cuando no queremos perdonar.
This subject can be a difficult one, especially if any of us are holding unforgiveness in our hearts.
Este material puede ser algo difícil de hablar, especialmente si alguno de nosotros tenemos cuentas que no queremos perdonar.
This subject of unforgiveness is very important because we must keep in mind that we ourselves have been forgiven so much as believers.
Esto es muy importante porque necesitamos recordar que nosotros también hemos sido perdonados de tanto.
Every one of us has, in a sense, owed a great debt, but we have been forgiven freely by God's grace.
Cada uno de nosotros hemos tenido un gran deudo, pero Dios nos ha perdonado.
Now, as we look at the parable this evening,
mientras que estudiamos esta parábola,
as we've said in all of our studies before,
como hemos dicho dicho en los estudios antes,
we need to consider the context from which the parable arrives.
Necesitamos considerar el contexto de esta parábola.
Why did Jesus tell them this parable?
¿Por qué dijo Jesús esta parábola?
Well, look at verses 21 and 22, and this helps us to understand why Jesus told them this story.
Versos 21 y 22 nos ayuda a entender por qué Jesús dijo esta historia.
It says, then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.
Entonces se le acercó Pedro y le dijo, Señor, ¿cuántas veces perdonaré a mi hermano que peque contra mí? ¿Hasta siete? Jesús le dijo, no te digo que hasta siete, sino aún hasta 70 veces siete.
Now, these verses are describing Peter asking this question about the subject of, how many times do I forgive someone that has hurt me?
Estos versos están hablando acerca de cuando Pedro preguntó cuántas veces tenía que perdonar.
Peter says, should I forgive up to seven times?
Pedro preguntó, ¿debo de perdonar hasta siete veces?
Now you and I know, sometimes it's hard to forgive even once.
Usted y yo conocemos que es difícil a veces perdonar aún un vez.
And so Peter is kind of going out on a limb, if you will, and he's saying, should we do it up to seven times, Lord?
Y Pedro aquí está hablando y preguntando, ¿hasta siete veces, Señor?
And so Jesus' response to Peter, I'm sure, kind of shook him a little bit.
Y yo pienso que la respuesta que Jesús le dio a Pedro quizás lo sorprendió un poco.
He says to Peter, no, not seven times.
Jesús dijo a Pedro, no siete veces.
But it's actually 70 times seven times.
Hasta 70 veces siete.
Now, in the English standard here, it says 77 times.
En su Biblia aquí dice 77 veces.
But in the King James it says 70 times 7, which would total 490 times.
Pero en la Reina Valera dice 70 veces 7, que son 490.
Now, obviously, 77 or 490 is a number that is well above and beyond what anyone would expect.
Si es 67 veces o 490, de cualquier manera, son números más grandes que la persona esperaba oír.
So in essence, what Jesus is telling Peter, you need to be willing to forgive an innumerable amount of times. Keep on forgiving.
Y aquí Jesús está diciendo a Pedro claramente, necesitas estar listo para perdonar. Sin contarlo, sigue perdonando.
Now you can imagine Peter sitting there probably overwhelmed with what Jesus has just said.
Se puede imaginar, quizás Pedro se sintió poco pesado en su corazón sobre lo que Jesús había dicho.
He's probably wondering, how can I do this?
Y quizás preguntaba él mismo, ¿cómo puedo hacer esto?
And so Jesus tells them this parable.
Entonces Jesús le dijo esta parábola.
He compares the kingdom of heaven to a king who is settling accounts with his servants.
Jesús comparaba el reino de Dios semejante a un rey que estaba haciendo cuentas con sus siervos.
And they bring to him a man that owes him 10,000 talents.
Y trajeron al rey un hombre que le debía 10,000 talentos.
Now, when we read that in our Bibles, we really don't see the true amount of the amount this man actually owes the king.
En leer esas palabras en nuestra Biblia, no leemos el exacto número de cuánto debía este hombre al rey.
One talent.
Un talento
is actually worth 20 years' wages.
Es como 20 años de salario por un obrero.
Think about that for a moment.
Piénsalo por un momento.
One talent is equal to 20 years wages for this worker.
Un talento es el mismo de 20 años de salario.
Now, when you think about how much this man owed the king,
y cuando piensa acerca de cuánto este hombre debía al rey,
he didn't just owe one talent, he owes 10,000 of them.
Él no debía un talento, él debía 10,000 talentos.
And what Jesus is showing here,
y lo que Jesús estaba enseñando aquí,
are the extremes of how much one is owing in comparison to the other.
Es el extremo de cuánto uno debía en comparación al otro.
This man is brought before the king and he obviously can't pay it back.
Este hombre vino delante del rey y no podía pagarlo al rey.
And so the king says that he's to be sold, that his family, his wife, his children, and all of that are to be sold in order to make payment for what he owes. And not only that, he was to be put into prison until he paid off that debt.
Y el señor, el rey ordenó que este señor y su esposa y su familia tenían que ser vendidos para pagar la deuda. Y iban a seguir en el prisión hasta que el cuenta se había sido pagado.
And so, obviously, he knows this is detrimental to him and his family.
Y el hombre sabía que esto era algo muy pesado para él y su familia.
Because of such a huge debt, he's losing his wife, his children, and he's going to end up in prison.
Por tener tan gran deuda, él iba a perder su esposa, sus hijos, y se iba estar en el prisión.
And so he falls on his knees before the king.
Y el hombre se cayó de rodilla, prostrado delante del rey.
And he begins to implore him, or he begins to beg for mercy.
Y imploraba al rey por misericordia.
He says, "Have patience with me and I will pay you everything."
Y dijo, "Señor, ten paciencia conmigo y yo te lo pagaré todo."
Now, we don't know what his appearance was like.
No sabemos cómo se apareció el hombre.
But he was probably weeping tears. He was probably showing extreme emotion at this time.
Pero quizás estaba enseñando muchas emociones y llorando muy triste.
And so the scripture says the king has pity on him.
Y la escritura nos dice que el rey tuvo misericordia.
And forgives him of all the debt.
Y el rey le perdonó de toda la deuda.
Not just part of it.
No nomás un parte de la deuda.
But the whole of this huge debt that he owed.
Él lo perdonó de la deuda en total, este gran deuda.
Now remember, just one talent is 20 years worth of wages.
Recuerda, un talento es como 20 años de salario.
And so this is an extreme debt this man owes.
Y este hombre debía un gran deuda.
In today's money, it would probably be in the multiple millions of dollars.
En los números de salario de hoy, podía ser en los millones de millones de salario.
And so he's forgiven.
Pero fue perdonado.
He says, "I forgive you the debt."
El rey le dijo, "Yo te perdonaré toda la deuda."
He's walking away from the king debt free.
Y él se fue del rey sin ninguna deuda.
But the scripture or the parable goes on to say,
y la parábola nos está continuado diciéndonos,
that right after he left the presence of the king,
que despuesito de que se fue de la presencia del rey,
he finds one of his fellow servants who owes him 100 denarii.
Ese mismo hombre halló uno de sus consiervos que le debía 100 denarios.
I mean, only 100 denarii.
100 denarios.
And the scripture says that he seizes him, He chokes him and he tells him, "You pay me what you owe."
Y la escritura nos dice que lo agarró, lo ahogaba y le decía, "Págame lo que me debes."
And so this fellow servant falls down on his face before him and pleads with him, "Have patience with me, I will pay you."
Y este hombre cayó de rodilla y le pedía misericordia y le dijo, "Ten paciencia, yo te pagaré."
And he refuses, and he put him in prison until he would pay him back the debt.
Y el hombre no quería escuchar, y le dijo que tenía que ir a prisión hasta que lo pagara.
Now, how much is 100 denarii?
¿Cuánto es? ¿Cuántos son 100 denarios?
A denarii is actually only one day's wages.
Un denario es simplemente un día salario.
And so when you compare that to the multiple talents that the other servant owed,
y cuando comparamos acerca de cuánto talentos ese hombre debía al rey,
and he was totally forgiven,
pero fue completamente perdonado,
he finds his fellow servant that only owes him 100 denarii.
Y halló su consiervo quien le debía 100 denarios.
And so 100 denarii is really 100 days worth of wages.
Y 100 denarios son como 100 días de salario.
Whereas that first servant owed 10,000 talents, which were 20 years worth each.
Pero él debía 10,000 talentos. Que eran cada uno talento era 20 años de salario.
It's really what Jesus is showing are the extremes here.
Y Jesús estaba enseñando el extremo en la diferencia aquí.
The first servant owes an amount that's impossible for him to pay.
El primer siervo debía un número que era imposible que podía pagar.
And then he's freely forgiven of all.
Pero fue completamente perdonado de la deuda.
But that one that is forgiven goes and finds a fellow servant who only owes 100 denarii or 100 days wages.
Y ese mismo hombre que fue perdonado salió, halló a su consiervo quien le debía 100 denarios.
He asks for mercy just like he had.
Y ese hombre, consiervo, le pedía misericordia, como él había pedido misericordia.
But even for that small debt, he's showing no mercy at all.
Pero aún por ese número que le debía, no enseñó misericordia.
He puts him in prison until he pays the debt.
Y lo puso en el prisión hasta que su deuda iba a ser pagado.
And so, as would be obvious, as the parable moves forward.
Y como es aparente, mientras que esta parábola sigue adelante,
the fellow servants are seeing what is transpiring between these two other servants.
Otros consiervos miraban lo que estaba pasando en medio de estos dos hombres.
And they tell the king what has just taken place.
Y los otros consiervos le dijeron al rey lo que había pasado.
Now imagine if it was you there beholding what had just happened.
Imagínese si usted hubiera mirado lo que había pasado.
The first one has been forgiven multiple millions, if you will.
El primero fue perdonado de multimillones y millones de dinero, de talentos.
If you were one of those servants, you would have thought, "Wow, this king is actually very gracious and very merciful."
Usted hubiera pensado, "Wow, este rey es muy misericordioso al perdonarlo."
But then you see the one that was forgiven mistreat his fellow servant for just a small debt.
Y luego pudieras ver que el que fue perdonado maltratando al su consiervo por un número de deuda que era mucho más pequeño.
You would think the same.
Usted hubiera pensado en la misma manera.
This one that has been shown so much mercy should himself show mercy to his fellow servant.
Este que recibió tanto misericordia debería de también enseñar misericordia.
But sadly, he goes and puts this his fellow servant in prison.
Pero tristemente, ese hombre puso a su consiervo en el prisión.
And so the king calls him back into his presence.
Y el rey le llamó otra vez en su presencia.
And calls him a wicked servant.
Y le llamó siervo malvado.
And no wonder, this is a wicked act that has just happened.
Y con razón, esto lo que pasó era algo muy malvado.
And he tells him, in essence, should you not have shown mercy to your fellow servant as I showed you mercy?
Y el rey le dijo, ¿no debías tú también tener misericordia de tu consiervo como yo tuve misericordia de ti?
And so this king throws him back into prison until he pays back the whole debt.
Entonces el rey puso a ese hombre en el prisión hasta que él pudiera pagar la deuda.
Verso 35 kind of seals up the parable as well as the context.
Nos ayuda a entender la parábola y también el contexto.
He says, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
Así también mi Padre Celestial hará con vosotros si no perdonáis de todo corazón cada uno a su hermano sus ofensas.
Now remember, this parable is dealing with the subject of unforgiveness.
Recuerde, esta parábola nos habla de cuando no queremos perdonar.
The first servant was forgiven of a great debt.
El primer siervo fue perdonado de un gran deuda.
And he should have been the same in showing forgiveness towards someone that owed him a debt.
Y él debía de seguir en esa manera y enseñar misericordia a alguien que a él le debía.
Peter had said, should I forgive up to 7 times, Lord?
Pedro había preguntado, ¿debo de perdonar hasta 7 veces, Señor?
And Jesus said, no, 70 times 7 times.
Y Jesús respondió y le dijo, no, 70 veces 7.
You and I, as born-again believers,
usted y yo como creyentes del Señor,
have been forgiven much.
Hemos sido perdonados de mucho.
Some have been forgiven of great deals of things.
Algunos han sido perdonados de quizás cosas muy grandes.
Some have lived a life of sin and have been forgiven freely.
Y otros, todos, hemos sido perdonados de pecados.
We've all been forgiven much.
Todos hemos sido perdonados de mucho.
We are forgiven.
Somos perdonados.
And we need to freely forgive as well.
Y nosotros debemos de perdonar de la misma manera también.
The force of this parable is very important to consider.
El poder de esta parábola es muy importante para que nosotros consideramos.
You see, we must forgive.
Tenemos que perdonar.
If we don't,
porque si no perdonamos,
then he can't forgive us.
El Señor no nos puede perdonar.
The first servant was forgiven of a great debt.
El primer siervo fue perdonado de un gran deuda.
But because he could not forgive his fellow servant,
pero porque él no podía perdonar a su consiervo,
he ended up having to pay the debt.
El resultado fue que él tuvo que pagar su deuda.
In Matthew chapter 6,
en Mateo 6,
verses 14 through 15,
versos 14 y 15,
this is right after the Our Father prayer.
Esto viene después de cuando Jesús hizo la oración al Padre.
He talks to them in Matthew chapter 6 about forgiveness.
Él les habla en Mateo 6 acerca de perdonar.
And he says in verse 14 through 15.
Y dice en versos 14 y 15.
He says, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Porque si perdonáis los hombres sus ofensas, os perdonará también a vosotros vuestro Padre Celestial.
He says in verse 15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Pero si no perdonáis a los hombres sus ofensas, tampoco vuestro Padre os perdonará vuestras ofensas.
These verses are very strong.
Estos versos son muy fuertes.
And they're strong with reason.
Y con razón son fuertes.
God has freely forgiven every one of us of a great debt.
Dios nos ha perdonado a cada uno de nosotros de un gran deuda.
Not a one of us deserve heaven.
Ninguno de nosotros merecemos el cielo.
But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Pero Dios amó tanto al mundo que dio a su Hijo unigénito.
That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
Porque de tal manera aquel... todo aquel que cree en él puede ser perdonado.
God has shown great mercy on us.
Dios nos ha enseñado mucho misericordia.
He has freely forgiven us of a great debt.
Y nos ha perdonado de un gran deuda.
Jesus paid the debt that we could not pay.
Y Jesús pagó el precio que nosotros no podíamos pagar.
And so we must be willing to forgive in the same way.
Y en la misma manera debemos de estar listos para perdonar como Jesús nos perdonó.
But Pastor, you don't know what I've been through.
Pero Pastor, tú no sabes por lo que yo he pasado.
You're right, I don't know.
Y estás correcto, nosotros no sabemos.
I don't know the pain that you've experienced, even as a Christian.
No sabemos ni el dolor quizás que has pasado aún en ser cristiano.
But God does know.
Pero Dios sí lo conoce.
And God has spoken through his word that we must learn to forgive.
Y Dios nos ha hablado de su palabra que debemos que necesitamos perdonar.
Because the scripture is clear.
Porque la escritura es clara.
If we don't forgive,
si nosotros no perdonamos,
then he can't forgive us.
Él entonces no nos puede perdonar.
When we hold grudges and we hold bitterness in our hearts,
cuando guardamos amargura en nuestro corazón,
it can be detrimental to our spiritual lives.
Puede ser algo que puede traer problema a nuestra vida espiritual.
It can even affect our physical lives.
Aún nos puede afectar físicamente.
The scriptures even say in Hebrews chapter 12:15.
En Hebreos 12:15.
It warns about taking on a root of bitterness.
Nos da palabras que tenemos que tener cuidado aún de un raíz de amargura.
And so we must be careful that we don't allow these things in our hearts.
Entonces tenemos que tener cuidado que no dejemos que estas cosas entren en nuestro corazón.
God isn't calling us to be best friends with those that have hurt us.
Dios no nos está llamando de ser el amigo más mejor con los que nos han maltratado.
He's not asking us to develop an intimate relationship with anyone that has been hurtful to us.
Ni tampoco nos está llamando a tener una relación íntima con alguien que nos ha sido daño.
But he wants us to forgive them even from our hearts.
Pero él quiere que nosotros perdonamos a esas personas de corazón.
It's just like it said in verse 35 of Matthew 18.
Como dijo en verso 35 de Mateo 18.
He says, for also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
Así también mi Padre Celestial hará con vosotros si no perdonáis de todo corazón cada uno a su hermano sus ofensas.
And so we must forgive.
Entonces debemos de perdonar.
And wherever we may struggle with this particular lesson or this parable.
Y en cualquier área que es batalla para nosotros en escuchar esas palabras o esta parábola.
That's where we need to come before God in humility.
Es el lugar que tenemos que venir a Dios humillados.
Be honest with God.
Y ser honesto con Dios.
Lord, I need your help.
Y decirle, Señor, yo necesito tu ayuda.
You said if I don't forgive, you can't forgive me.
Señor, tú dijiste que si yo no puedo perdonar, tú no me puedes perdonar a mí.
Give me the grace. Give me the strength. Help me to forgive.
Dame la gracia, dame la fuerza y ayúdame a perdonar.
Amen.
Amen.
Our next parable is found in Matthew chapter 20.
La segunda parábola que vamos a estudiar se encuentra en Mateo 20.
And this parable is concerning the laborers in the vineyard.
Y es la parábola de los obreros de la viña.
I'm going to read it in English.
Él lo va a leer en inglés.
Because this one is 15 verses long.
Son 15 versos.
And it starts in Matthew 20, verse 1.
Mateo 20, empezando en verso 1.
Jesus says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day," remember that's a day's wages, "he sent them into his vineyard, and going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' And they said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, am I doing you no wrong? Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? So the last will be first, and the first last." This parable is bringing out equality.
Esta parábola nos habla de que todas las cosas son del mismo manera.
We, as far as God is concerned, every one of us are equal in His sight. We're all on level ground. I'm sure you've heard that said.
Mm-hmm. Dios nos ve a cada uno de nosotros en la misma manera.
This parable is bringing out these laborers that have been hired to work in the vineyard.
Esta parábola nos habla de los obreros que fueron contratado para trabajar en la viña.
And it also shows that being a part of God's work means that we don't work to earn things, but rather we're privileged to be a part of God's kingdom.
Y esto también nos habla de trabajar por el Señor. Nosotros no vamos a trabajar para ganar reconocimiento de nuestras buenas obras, sino trabajamos porque nos es un privilegio.
We're saved by God's grace.
somos salvos por su gracia.
It's a privilege to be a part of God's kingdom.
Y es un privilegio de trabajar por el Señor.
And it's a privilege to serve our Lord.
Y es un privilegio trabajar por él.
But in this parable,
pero en esta parábola,
Jesus tells of how this master hires these laborers throughout the time or throughout the day.
Pero esta parábola nos habla de cómo el Señor él contrató con diferentes hombres a diferentes horas para trabajar por él en la viña.
In chapter 20, verse 1.
En capítulo 20, verso 1.
It shows how he went out early in the morning to hire laborers.
Nos dice que él salió temprano por la mañana a contratar obreros.
They say it was about 6 a.m. in the morning.
Quizás, nos dicen que quizás era como las 6 de la mañana.
Now, this time of the year, we're very familiar with harvest time, aren't we?
Y en este tiempo del año, conocemos muy bien el tiempo de la cosecha.
This is similar to what's happening here.
Y es muy similar de lo que está pasando aquí en la parábola.
There's a lot of potatoes and there's a big harvest.
Había muchas papas y tiempo para cosechar.
And so they're hiring because they need extra laborers. They need extra hands to get all the work done.
Y estaban contratando obreros porque necesitaban la ayuda.
And so he goes out early in the morning and he finds some and he tells them, if you work for me, I'll give you a full day's wages.
Y el hombre salió temprano por la mañana y encontró a algunos hombres y les dijo, si ustedes trabajan por mí, yo les daré salario de un día.
And that's an honest pay.
Y eso es salario que es honesto.
They've agreed to it.
Y estaban en buenas ellos pensaban que era muy bien.
And then verse 3 says he goes out during the third hour of the day.
Y verso 3 nos dice que saliendo acerca de la hora tercera del día.
That's about 9 a.m. in the morning.
Eso es como las 9 de las mañana.
Then in verse 5 it says that he went out again about the sixth hour and then the ninth hour of the day.
Verso 5 nos dice que salió otra vez cerca de las horas sexta y novena y hizo lo mismo.
And so he went out at 12 o'clock noon, and then again at 3 p.m.
Y él fue en mediodía y también a las 3 de la tarde.
Every one of these times he's gotten new laborers to work in the fields.
Y cada vez que él salió, él contrató nuevas personas para trabajar por él en la viña.
It even goes into the evening in verse 6.
En verso 6 nos dice que también salió a la hora undécima.
It says he went out at the 11th hour, which is 5 p.m.
Y eso es la hora de 5 de la tarde.
And the close of the day, or their work hours, would end at 6 p.m.
Y ellos iban a parar de trabajar a las 6 de la tarde.
And so in this parable,
entonces, en esta parábola,
there's this master who's looking to hire these laborers during this time of harvest.
Había el Señor que estaba buscando hombres que podía contratar para trabajar en la cosecha.
That first group agreed to a day's wages.
El primer grupo iba a ser pagado por un día salario.
And he speaks to the rest and tells them, I'm going to give you what is right.
Y él habló a los siguientes grupos y les dijo, yo te daré lo que es correcto.
All the way to those that he hired at 5 p.m. that would only work 1 hour.
Aún les dijo la misma cosa a los que fue contratado a las 5 y simplemente iban a trabajar por 1 hora.
And so in verse 8 it says at 6 p.m. or when evening came, the owner told the foreman to call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.
Verso 8 dice, cuando llegó la noche, el señor de la viña dijo a su mayordomo, Llama a los obreros y págales, comenzando desde los últimos hasta los primeros.
And so they begin to pay them, beginning with the last to the first.
Empezó entonces a pagarlos desde los últimos hasta los primeros.
And so in verse 9, those that only worked 1 hour, each of them received a denarius, or a day's wages.
Llegaron los que habían ido cerca de la hora undécima y recibieron cada uno un denario, y un denario es un día's salario.
Now put yourself in those workers' shoes.
Si usted se pone en ahí con los trabajadores,
especially the ones that were hired first,
especialmente ahí si usted había sido uno de los primeros que empezó a trabajar,
because they're paying the last ones first,
porque están pagando a los últimos obreros primero.
And so they see the people that have only worked an hour got a denarius.
Y ellos vieron que los que habían trabajado por una hora ya recibieron su denario.
They got a full day's wages for 1 hour's worth of work.
Recibieron un día salario por solamente una hora de trabajar.
And so the reasoning of their mind, or of the minds of those that were first hired,
y los pensamientos en la mente de los que habían sido empleados primero,
would think, well, they only worked an hour and got a day's wages. We've worked all day. We're obviously going to get more than they did.
Ellos pensaban, okay, ellos trabajaron por una hora y recibieron un denario. Nosotros hemos trabajado por mucho más horas. Vamos a recibir mucho más.
But in verse 10 it says, each of them received also a denarius.
Pero verso 10 nos dice que también ellos recibieron cada uno un denario.
When they received it, it says in verse 11, they even grumbled and complained in their hearts.
Verso 11 dice, y al recibirlo murmuraban contra el padre de la familia en su corazón.
And verse 12 is very telling.
Y verso 12 nos revela mucho.
Jesus is getting at something very important here.
Jesús está tratando con algo muy importante aquí.
They're grumbling in their hearts.
Estaban murmuraban en su corazón.
And they said, these last worked only 1 hour. And you've made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.
Diciendo, estos últimos han trabajado una sola hora, y los has tratado igual que a nosotros, que hemos soportado la carga y el calor del día.
We need to consider those words.
Necesitamos considerar estas palabras.
You've made them equal to us.
Nos has tratado igual.
Those that worked many hours and those that worked only a few were now made equal.
Los que habían trabajado por muchas horas y los que habían trabajado por solo una hora, todos eran iguales.
This parable is bringing out the reality of your and my work in God's kingdom.
Y esta parábola nos enseña la realidad de cuando usted y yo trabajamos para el Señor.
I, as a pastor,
yo como pastor,
and someone as a big name evangelist,
y alguien como ser un muy conocido evangelista,
as well as the layman, the person that comes to church and sits in the pews of the church,
igual como la persona que atiende a la iglesia en la congregación,
as we are all serving the Lord faithfully,
mientras que todos nosotros estamos sirviendo al Señor con fidelidad,
we are all equal in God's sight.
Todos somos iguales en los ojos de Dios.
Some of us have been saved for many, many years.
Algunos de nosotros hemos sido salvados por muchísimos años.
Others have been saved only for a little while.
Otros han sido salvados recientemente.
And yet we are all equal in God's sight.
Pero todos somos iguales en los ojos de Dios.
God doesn't love me more than he loves you.
Dios no me ama a mí más que a ti.
God doesn't love you more than me.
Y Dios no te ama más a ti que a mí.
No, we are all equal.
Todos somos iguales.
And we must understand that it's a privilege to serve the Lord.
Y necesitamos que entender que es un privilegio que podemos servirle al Señor.
We're not in this to try to earn things from God.
No estamos trabajando por Él para ganar cosas por medio de buenas obras.
We're going to receive the same salvation as our brother and our sister.
Recibemos la misma salvación, la misma de cual recibió nuestro hermano o nuestra hermana.
We're all going to the same heaven, and we will rule and reign with Christ together here on this earth.
Todos nosotros vamos a la misma lugar en el cielo y vamos a reinar con el Señor.
We're all a part of the same body of Christ.
Todos somos del mismo cuerpo de Cristo.
We all have different roles.
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos diferentes lugares que podemos servir o vivir.
But not one of us is more important than the next.
Pero ninguno de nosotros es más importante que el otro.
Paul described this to the Corinthian church.
Pablo describió esto a la iglesia en Corintio.
We're a part of a body.
Somos parte de su cuerpo.
Every member of that body is important.
Y cada miembro de ese cuerpo es muy importante.
And every part adds to the whole.
Y cada parte es parte de el total.
And so we are all equal.
Y todos somos iguales.
And so we should never allow ourselves to think, I'm going to get a bigger reward than the next person.
Y no debemos de dejarnos que pensamos, yo voy a recibir más grande premia que los demás.
But what of the crowns that we hear about in the Bible, Pastor?
Pero, Pastor, ¿qué de los coronas que leemos y escuchamos, Pastor? ¿Qué de eso?
We all will receive rewards.
Cada uno de nosotros vamos a recibir recompensa.
But we're not in this to try to win particular rewards for how much we work, per se.
Pero no estamos trabajando por el Señor para ganar más recompensa. No, eso no es la razón.
If it wasn't for God's grace.
Porque si no fuera por la gracia de Dios.
And the privilege that he's given to each of us.
Y el privilegio que nos ha dado a cada uno de nosotros.
We wouldn't even be able to achieve even one thing for God.
Ni podíamos cumplir ninguna cosa para el Señor.
The scripture even tells.
La escritura nos dice.
That when we bow down before Jesus on that day.
Que en ese día cuando nosotros nos rodeamos delante de Dios.
Any crown that we would receive.
Cualquier corona que nos va a dar.
We would ultimately bow down before him. And give it back to the one that made it all possible to begin with.
Últimamente vamos a querer dar esa corona al que nos ha ayudado y ha sido que todo eso es posible.
And that is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Y Él es Jesucristo, el Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
Before him every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
Delante de él cada rodilla se va a inclinar y cada lengua va a confesar que él es Señor.
We're all a part of the same team.
Somos parte del mismo equipo.
And so we should never think that we're going to obtain or receive more. We must understand that as far as God is concerned, we are all on equal ground.
Vamos a recordar y no pensar mal, porque todos nosotros somos iguales en los ojos de Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
We're all going to receive the same prize.
Y vamos a recibir la misma, el mismo premio.
And that prize is really Jesus Christ himself.
Y ese premio es Jesucristo mismo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray and let's ask the Lord to help us to apply what we've learned today into our own lives and hearts.
Vamos a orar y pedirle a Dios que nos ayude a hacer aplicación de todo lo que hemos leído y estudiado esta noche.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for all that we have been learning. And we pray that you would help us to be a forgiving people, as well as to help us to be a people that will be glad to be in your service, that we would understand it's a privilege to be a part of your kingdom as laborers in your vineyard, that, Lord, we are not more important or more special than the next one, but every one of us are laboring for the same cause, and we're ready to receive the same pay, if you will, Lord, for serving you. We just count it a privilege, Lord. Lord, it's we're grateful that you have saved us and redeemed us, and that we are a part of your kingdom. We are grateful from the bottom of our hearts for all that you have made possible for each of us. And so we ask that you would make this real in our hearts and help us, Lord, if any are struggling with the subject of forgiveness, I pray that you would bring them to the place of being able to let go, to be able to forgive, even from the heart. Lord, whether it's someone that is near or far, Lord, even if it is someone in the past, even someone that may have even passed away, but still the hurt is very real. Help, Lord, there to be a forgiveness from the heart. Help us to be able to forgive, Lord, 70 times 7, Lord. Make us to be a forgiving people. And Lord, we're grateful that you've forgiven us a great debt. And Lord, we pray that we would be forgiving in the same way. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these parables. Open them up to our hearts, Lord. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.